Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. And of course, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Your notes, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father greatly, greatly, greatly bless, and may the Father guide you throughout, and may you continue to be the blessing. Ish. May you continue to be the blessing. And please remind me to share the good news, man. Remind me to share the good news as time goes on in the course of the night. Remind me to share the good news via WhatsApp. You know how we talk. Thank you so much. And of course, welcome to the show. We trust the Father is doing you well. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Remember Harold Melvin? A choir, this guy was playing the drums at some stage. His name is Theodore Pendergrass. They called him TP. He came on and became a notorious leader of this group. His voice, his acumen and talent were amazing. This is how he went, man.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Wake up everybody there. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. On the line, we have Mfundisi Makamu. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show.
Mfundisi wami aphelele minjani ukuphoka.
Siyaphila njani kodwa lapho?
Awu ngomusa mfundisi wami, manje Jesu sasenkosi. Yena yedwa. Yena yedwa. Yena yedwa.
Uyahusha.
Akahlangani ukuthi adingi vote.
Uyahusha yena.
Akadingi vote. So ngiyabingelela ngegama lakhe uYahusha HaMashiach, and ngibingelela nabo bonke abamamela amagundu wonke womhlaba. And angazi ukuthi umpostoli wami ubuyile yini.
Hey, ngathi akakabuyi, akakabuyi. Ngibona uposta angale mina. Hey,
ngiyacabanga kuyi sompela la mengameli waseAmerica. Mebuya fika I'm push.
Uyombusisa.
Hey, hayi uyampusha. Angibingelele no pass green.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. For this Makamu, thank you so much. And tonight we are touching a powerful base here. We are talking about spiritual peace. Eish. We are talking about spiritual peace, what it is even all about. What is spiritual peace? That is what we are touching on. You will see the importance of spiritual peace. And how to see the inner turmoil that people are going through, which may even render them defunct or dead, or may even produce in them results that they did not even anticipate. So we are talking about this spiritual peace, what it is even all about, and why the Father wants us to dwell in the spiritual peace. In other words, we will look at the spiritual necessities of this peace that we are talking about. And we are going to look into the aspect of divine quietness, the importance of this. I'm saying this, Mfundisi Makamu, because there's a lot of bickering amongst those who say we are the church. Lots of fights, lots of arguments, lots of show-offs, lots of things that you never thought, man, these things would be there.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago or a week ago, I was looking at a video of a Mamuruti who was confronting the lady who said, the Lord had sent her to talk to the pastor. And then my problem with that is how she avoided the Mamuruti. And how she went on to talk. Now I'm talking about, you know, peace. And then she went on to say, no. I want to talk to the pastor. I want to talk to the pastor and all that. And the Mamuruti said, no, but you can't do that unless you talk to me also. You can't do that. You have to talk to me also. And as a woman, actually, you have to talk to me directly.
Yeah.
Or to some to leaders of women in the church. You can't be going on social networks and say you want to talk to Pastor so-and-so and then overlook the wife. And you're in the same ministry. So it had caused so much turmoil. And she's so beautiful and rich, this woman. And it has caused so much turmoil in the... It looks like she's single. Or divorce. It's so much turmoil that the Mamuruti now started going on stage and saying, don't forget that I actually am from the hood and I can deal with you. Kastaili sakuka, si wabona. Euskalibala hur kitswa kutu tanyan. This is indicative of the lack of peace that we find. The lack of peace in even in the manner in which we preach. It is so violent. It is violating even the moral codes of discipline. I once listened to a pastor who was cursing another pastor, a pastor in Rustenburg, cursing another pastor somewhere in the Northwest, and saying, I curse you, you will die. So much turmoil in that even lies are preached on, and people come on stage to preach being drunk and saying things like, I can make a car that doesn't have an engine to drive. And people throw money at this guy. Nothing of such happened. And now they come to us, they complain. And someone says, there's so much extortion. This is indicative of the lack of peace. Pastors stealing monies from congregants and saying there's an investment where we are opening up a mine in Durban Deep. And when people hear Durban Deep, they think it's somewhere in Durban. It's just here. In Joburg. And now people realize, ish, I've been scammed. The money is gone. The messages that are preached are violating the moral code of the scripture, the ethics of holy living. They violate also the rest which the Father has given us in his righteousness. People now believe in pastors more than in... You see what you said when the show started. I greet you in the name of Yahushua Mashiach, my Savior, my King, the only one. No, people are putting their pastors there. Their pastors are now mediators. So there's no...
My bishop.
Yes, my bishop.
I greet you in the name of my bishop in absentia.
Hey, banna.
Muhalam Makapan. It's amazing that we see these things really happening. Now, much of the times also we go on to see the violation of peace to an extent, to an extent that we are losing out on the idea of what it means to be peaceful. What is the essence of spiritual peacefulness? Remember, blessed, highly favored, most fortunate are the peacemakers, for they shall, you know, inherit the kingdom. Now, much of the times we are losing out because we ourselves are violated, we are violating, and there's a cross violation, and there's no peace. So there is just too much unrest. So we do this program in the light of the turmoil that we see amongst ourselves, because the world is looking at us and say, "Ah, maramashe pinangono." I was looking at how some other academics were fighting on social media, ne? And I'm talking about I'm a principal and I'm a former what chancellor, They were fighting on what used to be called Twitter then. Then I remember saying to one professor and say, if life is like this, it's not different from the taxi industry. They are busy destroying one another's careers. Man, big time, big time. Accusing one another and painting one another of massive crimes. But man, there's lack of peace even here. And recently then, I looked. When I was invited by one of my friends, Professor Puleng from UNISA, and then she brings Alan Busack. And Alan Busack says, in all this turmoil, in all this unrest and corruption, because corruption is also a sense of violence. It's violating the people's trust. Where is the church? And they were asking that question. And Professor Puleng was saying, this is the reason why I invited you. Where is the church? And we are supposed to be speaking and preaching these. We are supposed to be speaking the rest of the Father, spiritual peace in every aspect of social living, in the economy, in the religious aspect, in the political aspect, in the educational aspect, in the commercial aspect. These five pillars, these ones, are the most troublesome in our community. And we need the church to mediate, for we are called into a ministry of reconciliation. You can only do that when you are a peacemaker. Listen to this. Let me read some verse, because people say, okay, you're talking, but where is the verse? Where is the verse? Hey, man. Listen to this.
Hello, Pastor Reo, do you have a
verse?
You know what I like about it? Umuntu wako, Pastor Ray. We support on his creed.
Yeah,
that is good.
We give the Father the glory.
Supporting his creed.
It's just the talk. Yes, it's just the talk. Now, in Exodus chapter 33, well, I have more than 40 verses tonight, but I think I'll only manage a few. In Exodus 33, verses 14, and he said, my presence will go with you. And this is to the church today. He says, my presence will go with you in this turmoil of life. And says, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Rest is a ministry. Shalom. Shalom. Peace. Spiritual rest is also a gift upon us. It is our residence, but it is also a ministry upon us. Because he says, I shall give you rest. So rest is a gift. And it's amazing that much of the times we become those kinds of people who have forsaken the rest, the peace that the Father has endowed us with. We are wearing our regalia of racism, our regalia of tribalism, our regalia of gender superiority, machonism, our regalias of capitalism, you know, our regalia of historical enmities, you know, we hold records of wrong as subjects of history. There is no forgiveness. And because of that, we constantly are living in a perpetual stature of violence. Someone may say, no, it's not happening in my house. I'm telling you, if you're seeing it, you're hearing it, then it's happening to you. If it's not happening to your child, it's happening to your community. You are affected in one way, not all, in one way and another. And these are the things that we need to look into as the church, the body of Christ, and say, but we are supposed to become ministers of spiritual peace. This peace which Christ talks about says, the peace that I give, it's not the peace that ends like the peace of man. I'm paraphrasing. Like the peace of man. And we're supposed to emulate also that peace. We're supposed to teach with regards to that peace. He says, presence will go with you. The Father says he won't leave us, he won't forsake us. And he says, and I will give you peace. So everyone who sees us must see the gift of the Father upon us, because he is our peace. Psalm 23 verses 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. In other words, then, here, the making me lie down in still waters, the leading me beside the still waters and lying down in green pastures is when I feed on his peace. His peace is our green pastures. The soul of every man needs to consume peace, green pastures. These peace accords that we sign, they become violated. Actually, I'm a history student, and I've written a couple of articles, and I thank Professor Pra that some articles of mine will be published this year. And one of the things that I have seen is that the peace that had been signed everywhere in history, 98% of all those, let me say, pieces, they have been violated into pieces. They basically have been violated. The peace of man doesn't last, and that is where the church becomes relevant. We speak the peace of Yahuwah Elohim, the peace of our Father, and he leads me beside the still waters. In other words, then, he makes us to consume the peace. Remember, you are what you eat. So when we consume the peace, we speak the peace. And at the same time, when he leads us beside the still waters, it means then he starts to work on our environments. Still waters. Everything that we feed on depends on the waters. And so he starts to bring peace in all the fields of life. And I mentioned these five pillars of society. Political, which is called the executive, the political. It is the educational. It is the economic. It is the social and the religious. These five pillars. Listen to me. When the devil wants to violate a nation, he goes to these five pillars. He knows that your tent will fall if he can break these pillars. Just like the pillars of the bridges in Pretoria North. Someone is cutting the pillars of the bridges during the night in Pretoria North. Can you believe it? Now, when we speak of this peace also, it's amazing. In the word, when you look into Psalm 94:13, says that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dark for the wicked. The issue is that there's so much wickedness taking place. There's so much adversity taking place. And the Father wants to give us rest. And at the same time, we need to minister that rest to the people. And how do we minister that rest? By pointing at Christ, who is our peace. And he will draw men unto himself, unto his peace. And people will say, oh, now they are pointing at Christ. We believe them. They are not pointing at themselves. And they become like Hollywood stars. And they fight amongst one another. Now they are pointing at Christ. Now they are speaking the love of Christ. Now they are speaking about reconciliation. Now they are speaking about forgiveness. Now they are speaking about eradicating the wrongs of the past. Eish. Yeah. Some of my friends in the political fraternity always say, Ray, you have been compromised by your religion. You must come back and start to speak Africanism. And I say, but even Africa, the concept of Africanism, it was given to you. It's a colonial concept. They say, yeah, what, Tom? Now you're starting. Anyway, Pastor Makamu, after this, we are talking to him. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Indeed, where Christ is in the heart of every message. Makamu, my friend.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Then kuna loku kubizwa kuti is a wisdom.
Yes.
Umsebenzi knowledge ukuthi ube nayo ngibe ngakuwe ulwazi. Then umsebenzi we wisdom i application yayo. How do you apply loku onako? If you have knowledge, then you don't apply the knowledge. Kuyafana nokuthi awunayo iwisdom because awuhlakaniphanga ukusebenzisa ulwazi unalo. Ipeace mfundisi. Uzoyuza kahle ipeace uma ngaba une knowledge and wisdom. La kunento uJesu afika khuluma ngayo ku Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. At blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. How do you make peace, umangaba, awukwazi ukukhulekwa environment lapho kuliwa khona wena ngokwakho wena uyidlobongena uyisilwi wena ngokwakho umangaba wena ngokwakho awunako ukuthula. Then ke awukwazi ukusebenzela ukuthula ngoba yonke into uyibona wena i-ups and downs noma ngaba into e-right for wena i-ups and downs. Then lapha ufika khona uthola ukuthi kunokuthula ufisa kongathi ningaba khona into izivunguvungu sivukayo
wena nedimoni.
Uvusa ivungu-vungu lapho kunokuthula khona ngoba kumele kuvele character yakho yokuthi wena ungubani. Then ukuthula mfundisi uma ngithi knowledge,
yes,
ukuthula uma ngaba also unolwazi lokuthi lo muntu umkhonzayo ubani. Then kuzoba nokuthula.
Yes.
in the midst of everything, uzoba nokuthula. That is why ngizokukhuluma ngeknowledge. Uzoba nako ukuthula in the midst yempi ekhona, uzoba nako ukuthula ngoba uyamazi umuntu umkhonza. Let's take process. Moses uhamba nesizwe sakwaIsrael. Uma bahamba, the Bible says ukuthi labantu laba labaplande Egypt by clean out economically Egypt.
Yes.
Bathele igolidi, imbongolo, inkomo bahamba nazo.
Everything.
The Bible says ukuthi uma basikho ulwandle olubovu, the Bible says ukuthi uma babheke emuva babona ama Egyptians. Lapha babona ulwandle i-roadblock ibablockile already. Emuva kunempi yezwe. They began to cry because ulwazi abanalo. But this man, ngoba unolwazi, uthi lapha kuverse 13, stand still. In other words, ningakhathazeki, ningabe nokuhlupheka, nibe nokubilayela kokuthina siya kwenza kanjani. Lo simkhonzayo, lo simhambisayo, lo ohamba nathi, siyamazi, azoyenza indlela la. On that time, uMoses wayengakakhulumi noNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu, manje njengoba nawe amanzi ufuna ngenze njani, but ngoba already lento sekaanayo ihlele kuye i-knowledge ufuna kuyi-apply manje, so kumele ku-apply i-wisdom kaNkulunkulu la. Uthi Jehova, uthi guys, stand still and see what the Lord will do for you. The Egyptians you see them today, angeke nisababona kusasa. And uNkulunkulu abengamtshelanga ukuthi nizabaqedela emanzini, abengamtshelanga.
Yeah.
Then Moses goes back to God at uNkulunkulu. Now abantu bayakha athu Jehovah, how Moses usabuya kimi futhi ukhale, why tell the people too much? Athi bathe amanzi, athi hey, phakamisa induku leyo phethe, vula ulwandle badlule. UMoses already wayenakho ukuthula. Moses had knowledge yokuthi nani la ngizodlula noma ngaba kwenze njani. UNkulunkulu, something will happen. UNkulunkulu ikhona into azoyenza la ukuthi na sisizakale. So ukuthula kuvela lapho knowledge ukuthi lo muntu engimkhonzayo ngiyamazi. You never find me. Sinenkinga mfundisi njengokuthi na sicula amaculo. He never find me. He never find me. But uma sekuvika izivunguvungu, we forget. But he just kind of scroll along and I'm a tool to know that. We forget what the Silala man. We forget what the Silala man. We forget what the Simana. We forget. You understand? So, in other words, he did the application. When is the time of application? Is when izinto ziqala zenze. Asibuke lapha ku 2 Kings chapter 6.
Yes.
Uverse 16. Kodwa impiza yama-Arami na.
Yeah.
Yize izolwa no-Elisha. Yithi inceku ka-Elisha, baba, senze njani ngoba phela labantu laba lapha bazosibulala. Lithi inceku lela, yithi ungasabi. Laba bangakithi, baningi ukundlula laba wena ubabonayo. In other words, lithi ufuna ukuhlukumeza spiritually engqondweni emoyeni wakho. Don't be afraid. Ungabi nakukhathazeka. Stand still, have peace of mind with you. Have peace, man. Ngoba laba bangakithi, akacela ukuthi uNkulunkulu nicela ungivula amehlo lo, ngoba akaboni, ukuthi abone ukuthi inamba lesinayo thina ingakithi Ninika kudlula le nambanyana yamasashanyana lawa bonayo lona. The Bible says ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamvula amehlo inceku uma ivuleka amehlo yabona ukuthi Jesus kathi sibaningi kangaka ukudlula labantu labalana. So uNkulunkulu is a God of peace. God will never make a promise that I am with you, then I will see you. Uhlala usenkingeni. No. Our God is a God. We pray. Peralamana and so said it in Greek. It says in Greek. Jehovah Shalom. What does Shalom mean? Shalom means peace. But you know, peace is a scenario. Let peace is a scenario. So, Jehovah Shalom. Uma kunendlala, we forget ukuthi na lo uNkulunkulu uJehova wokuthula in the midst yendlala asiyakhohlwa. Uma kungenwa ukugula sigijima yonke lendawo lela sispend imali nezinto ezinye ezingasishu ngenxa yokuthi ukuthula asinako. Umfundisi wami angeke ngiwutshele okunye kokho enke ngakubukela mina angitshelwanga lokhu. Ngakubona ngosi indoda yahlewa ngempama epulpit ishumayele kodwa endoda ongasengiqhela kakubi wena ngase ngiqhela kakubi akunokuthula uma kuze kube khona umuntu aphakamisa isandla phakathi epulpit umuntu ahluleka ukuzibamba epulpit asukume athi ngiyomqhoba ngempama. You understand? Ukuthula unakhona yini? Unakho yini ukuthula uma uzosuka umoya uqobo ngaphakathi? Ngoba if you stick uthi lo muntu lona uyangwara or ukhuluma kabi ngami, you must have in mind ukuthi lo muntu spiritual akakhulanga because epulpit akusiyona indawo yokushana ngamatshe. Epulpit indawo yokukhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu, akusiyona indawo yokupheka. Channel rain ending Emma, Nilena, Utaiwa, Ninja, then you get Kumele Mandi, Nizamakumbo Nisakutimin and Goban, Axiona, the end out there. In the world, so mean among them, could it spiritual, Mangumbono to Lomon to Lula, Usang Amati, Kasabas, mean a metashin, Yena, Uzbonisakutiana, Kakulanga spiritual, Yena. But mean. Uma senzo imitator yena ngithi ngizombonisa ngithi ngimqhaba ngempamba ngase ngiqhela kakubi wayisho kanjalo ngixoxe ngase ngiqhela kakubi khawambe ohlala phansi qhela ngempamba mina. You understand? Kubonisa ukuthi akunakuthula la akunakuthula and that was my last day ukuthi ngingena kwale ndawo. You understand mfundisi? So ukuthula mfundisi, we love to talk about peace but at the end asukwazi ukuyaplaya leyo peace ebantwini. Abantu bafuna ukubona ukuthula kithi. Abantu bafuna ukubona ukuthula kithi. Thina yithi silamo. Abantu bafuna ukubona ukuthi umuzi unoNkulunkulu. Abantu abamboni uNkulunkulu emizini yethu ngoba into esiyidisplayayo, sidisplaya inhlamba, as an opponent, so can I learn daily over tea? Monday, Umtana Umabu, Interacotana Bamshai. Kama Pulinian and Jacob at the Paella School in the Pai Bamshai Gaia. Oh, Monday, Bamshai. Have you spoken to your teacher? Yes. Okay. Tuesday, food to grab tea. There's all of us that know eating it. Kuba Munyamutan Gabasania, Senyada, but I'm just peaceful as a figure. Ngabuza kwenza kana no washo washo hayi no mam kumele uzame ukuthi u speed up ngoba i bullying yenza ukuthi abantwana esikoleni babaleke ngendaba ye bullying. And please sakhuluma nje even nale incwadi yokuthi kumele ni sign ukuthi I was there. It's not so important. I know that the boy wanted me to be there. Just you understand? Yeah. So we must work for peace. Sing us.
That's sad. That's
gross. Yeah. uyabona kwale khonalo le kunendoda mina ngisindoda ngomuntu kaNkuluNkulu mina.
Okay. Yabuzwa makamu. Just hold it there for me. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green are our guests. And we are looking into the notion of true spiritual peace.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, let's talk to Pastor Green. Welcome, Pastor Green.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Greetings, amen. Pastor Ray.
Greetings
in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And greetings to all our listeners tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. I greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the fivefold ministry of God on the platform, I greet you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are so
amen.
Thankful to God tonight, Pastor Ray, for another opportunity. Hallelujah. And we thank God also for you that allow us to give us this opportunity to come on the platform and to share what we have inside of us. Praise the name of the Lord, Pastor Ray.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father.
Tonight we have another very important topic. Hallelujah. You know, every topic that we have every week is just more and more blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's more and more encouraging. Tonight we talk about spiritual peace, Pastor Ray. Peace, hallelujah. I think everybody in this whole world wants a peace of mind. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I think everybody, there's people that that give other people trouble, Pastor Ray. And you hear when people talk to each other and somebody give them trouble. You know, when somebody have to leave, they say, I wish he can leave so that I can have peace of mind because it's giving me too much trouble. The matata is too much. Hallelujah. So some of the people, Pastor Ray, they are really troublesome. And, you know, we need that spiritual peace. Hallelujah. So I want to talk tonight about what Jesus has said. What Jesus said about peace, spiritual peace, Pastor Ray. If I look in my Bible, in the book of John chapter 14, verse 27, I know that this verse, many know it, and I know it's a very familiar verse. Many people like to quote this verse, Pastor Ray. But just hear what Jesus say in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus say, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hey, hallelujah. Jesus, when he talk about peace, he said, I left you with peace. I gave you peace, hallelujah. In other words, when I read this verse, Pastor Ray, Jesus is saying to us, I want you to have peace. I want you to have peace in your spirit. I want you to have peace in your soul. I want you to have peace in your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I leave you with peace. And then he go further. He said, I give peace to you. Not as the world, Pastor Ray. The world will also try to give peace. But the world cannot give peace the way Jesus gives peace. You know, when the world gives peace, there's something attached to it. Some other people think when they drink themselves drunk, then they have a peace of mind. Other people think that when they smoke something, then they have peace of mind. But it's not like that, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, the liquor may make you feel better for a while. But when you come back to your senses, the problem is there again. Now, the peace that Jesus gives is not as the world. This is a peace, Pastor Ray. Even if you're in trouble, you can have peace in the midst of the storm. You can have peace in the midst of trouble. You can have peace when everything is difficult. Jesus said, I give you my peace. I leave it with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives you. The world have different ways of acting to give us peace, Pastor Ray. The world is not really giving us peace. Then Jesus go further. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Let your heart not be troubled. And neither let it be afraid. That is the problem when you don't have peace, Pastor Ray. You start to be afraid. You start to have fear. And that is what caused the big problem. Because when you don't have peace, especially spiritual peace in your spirit, in your soul, in your heart, in your mind, you start to stress. Depression kick in. You start to worry. You start to be troubled. You start to have a lot of problems. Anxiety kicks in. But the peace that Jesus gives is different from this one. Hallelujah. Mm. Because the world will also try to give us peace. When you don't have peace, your heart will be troubled. So this is what I want to say, Pastor Ray, that Jesus also gave us peace. But Jesus' peace is not like the world. Jesus' peace is remaining. Whether we are sick, whether we are in trouble, but when we have the peace of Jesus, that peace, it surpasses all understanding. That peace is the peace that gives joy in our heart when we are troubled. That peace is the peace that makes our mind to understand. So that is what I want to say for now, Pastor Ray. As we continue, we will continue to talk. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Sweet and short, straight to the point. I really appreciate the notion of the peace of the Father is very important, something that we need to look into much of the times. And I think to a great extent we've become those kinds of people who actually are looking not at the peace which the Father has given us. We are not looking at that, and that is a big problem. You know, we need to look into the peace that the Father has given us. It's very important. We need to look into the peace that the Father has given us. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Talk to us directly there. Tell us how you feel about this. What is spiritual peace to you? Send us a WhatsApp. You know, send us a WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Right. Okay. It's amazing then that when we talk about the nation of true peace, others will come and talk something else that we do not know. Others will come and talk something else that we know nothing about. We need to understand what is true peace according to the word. Now, I am reading Isaiah 55, verse 6. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at peace, be at rest. This is something that Pastor Green was talking. I'm just supporting it with the word. That then people, because of the violence they are experiencing, they move away from the peace that the Father is attached to them, so far away that they lose touch of it, sense of it, the knowledge of it, association with it. And now, because they were created in the peace of the Father, they crave it in their souls. And that is why they go for this little peace.
you know, and if they can find it in alcohol, if they can find it in escapism, if they can find it in being away, if they can find it in staying mean, if they can find it in conquering people and dominions and all those things, it's there. And it brings temporary relief on the urge and the need for peace within. And each and every one of us needs that. Now, because we don't know it, at most times, we make the wrong decisions. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We're talking about spiritual peace. We are talking about spiritual peace. And please don't write to me and tell me about hip-hop music and stuff and stuff. I want to know about spiritual peace. Someone just wrote a letter. Yes, maybe you basically are confusing me with someone else. Hip-hop is not our culture. It is the devil's way of stealing our youth from us. It's a satanic way. It's not. Hip-hop has never been holy. Never.
Amen.
Yeah, just like Bakanga, country music, pop, and all those things, the devil owns them. All right. So send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Pastor McCam and Pastor Green, and we are looking into this very notion of what true spiritual peace is even all about. Let me read some verses. When you look into Psalms chapter 11, 116, verse 7, it says, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Elohim has dealt bountifully with you." Here it is. Return to your rest, O my soul. It means return to peace. Our souls can't exist properly without the peace of the Father. That is why the word says, "And the peace of Yahuwah that surpasses all understanding shall guard your heart and mind." It means our spirit, our souls, through Christ. And when this is not there, then our souls become vulnerable. So imagine if we live in a country of souls that are devoid of peace. We will see suicide. We will see child murders. We will see human trafficking. We will see drug abuse. We will see divorces. We will see extortions. We will see scammers. We will see hackings. We will see a broad daylight robberies, as if those at night are cool. Even at night, we will see all those things that are contrary to peace and wellness. And when you tune on the news, they are in such a way that after watching the news, you are devoid of peace. There's this newspaper that is very cheap newspapers. You know, it comes, I think, in two main languages. And to tell you the honest truth, what they report there doesn't bring peace. It doesn't bring peace. Mm. No, what they report doesn't bring peace. And
Even when they say, oh no, someone said to me, oh, Ray, you can't say that. We also have quote of the day. And in the quote of the day, I saw the quote which was out of context. To such an extent that it becomes so irrelevant. You can see how the devil is orchestrating violence against mankind. I tell you, man. I tell you, you enter into a supermarket. If you look like me, I don't know if you know how I dress. Makamu knows how I dress. I'm not a good dresser. It's modest, it's clean, but I don't think it has those labels that would make people to want to take a selfie with you. You know? And there's this security that has been following me around, and I was just checking, hey, look at this guy. And then I asked him, why are you following me around? He says, hey, man, you look like a thug. And someone who knew me came over and said, oh, Pastor, this other lady, a Malay lady, says, oh, Pastor Ray, oh, how are you? And then this guy also knows Pastor Ray. And he goes like, ah, but Pastor Ray, I know this one is not Pastor Ray. When we don't have peace, we live in a place and state of suspicion. We live in, because there's no peace. People will go hungry. People will become unemployed. And guess what? People will start burglarizing, you know, and all those things and stuff. Because there's no peace. There will be exploitations and all those kinds of things. That's why then this verse says to us, I like it. In Songs of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 5, it says, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, or by the does of the field, do not stir up, nor awaken love until it pleases. And today, we have all kinds of wrong relationships stirred up, because there's no peace. Someone is getting married to someone for money. And they say love will grow somewhere along the way. It's sad. We're talking about that. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Are we makers of peace? What is spiritual peace to us? Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.